Welcome to Gene and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, July 3rd, 2021. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you have any problems?
Yes.
Were they fatal problems?
Yes.
Oh, no. Where were the fatal problems?
Oh, like just about everywhere.
Okay.
No, I thought this was a very, very difficult puzzle. I just had so much trouble with it. I eventually got it all filled out.
Okay.
Except for the upper left corner. And I just could not get anything up there. I didn't know the Vampire Diaries protagonist. I didn't know the Verdi opera. I didn't know the shortcut. I didn't know the strengthen as an embankment. I just could not. I definitely didn't know one of soaks.
Sogs. Yeah,
that was never heard that before. So.
Well, you know, if you soak something, it gets soggy.
Yeah, but the word sogs is not. I've just never heard that word.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Did you know 13 across, dish that may be made in its own pan?
No, I thought of dump cake.
But a what?
A dump cake. That where you dump everything in the pan and stir it up and stick it in the oven.
Okay.
But no, I could not get that. I put in sore back and then I thought, oh, that's not right.
If you had kept sore back in there, though, because that was one across, of course. That was.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe one down was scam. You know, like when you soak someone for money or something, that it could be a scam.
But then it would have been scams.
No.
You know, soaks is, if you soak someone, you scam them. Soaks is would be plural, I think.
Well,
no?
I don't know. And then 29 across, longtime 60 Minutes correspondent, I thought of Morley Safer. So I put in S-A-F-E-R. Just could not get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to look a few things up, and then I got it filled out just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I trusted in sore back for one across what may need to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I thought I was thinking about breads and stuff, but...
No, I knew that it was probably not anything related to bread.
But then from that I had drops. I was two down. So I knew it started with O, and I was thinking of either ousts, but oust isn't really quite drop, but then I thought omits. Mm-hmm. So I had that M, so I had a powerful lead there, but
mm-hmm.
My hardest part was 52 across, metal oxide and dental crowns.
Yeah.
So I had it starting with a ZI because 52 down was jack squat, and I figured it was either nil, and mm-hmm. then I thought, I couldn't get anything, and then I thought maybe it's a zip, you know, because like jack squat zip,
mm-hmm.
and then I had the ZI, and I thought, oh, it's zinc, so I invented a new metal oxide. I'm sure you're familiar with zinconia, and I was with that. I had 39 down, could gobble right up. I had Adonis because I thought someone is so beautiful, you could just gobble them right up.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in retrospect, didn't make a lot of sense, but it did give me the end going with zinc.
Mm-hmm.
But that meant that Plato, 54 across, Plato is considered the father of it. It was idealism spelled with an I. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. But I wasn't sure about the one next to it, 48 down, rapper flow blank. And I thought, Rita... Sound, you know, it's like, oh, it's Florida. That's so funny. And it turned out to be true, but I started thinking about zinc. It's like, would you really want zinc in your teeth? Because I thought that could be like a poisonous metal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I thought, well, there's zirconia. That's like what they make fake rings or fake diamonds out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if that was really a metal or not, but then I had... instead of Adonis, I had 39 down, could gobble right up Adores. And I thought, okay, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
But 48 across, McCarthyite called out in Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. I tried to sing the song to myself. There's too many words. And the answer was Roy Cohn. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You did?
That was one that I knew.
Okay. I did not know Roy Cohn.
I didn't even really remember that was in Billy Joel's song, but McCarthyite. I thought, who else could it be but Roy Cohn? I mean, he's the most famous McCarthy follower.
I never heard of him.
Oh, he's a really kind of grifter lawyer.
A grifter lawyer?
Well, he was, when McCarthy was, you know, trying to track down communists,
mm-hmm.
I put that in quotes, Roy Cohn was sort of like his pit bull.
Helping him,
you know, bring these communists to justice.
Mm.
But, and then, you know, he worked for the Trumps.
Hmm.
He worked for Donald Trump's father.
Uh-huh.
And then he worked for Donald Trump. And remember when Donald Trump was trying to find a new attorney general, he said, why can't I find my Roy Cohn?
Huh.
I wanted someone just like Roy Cohn.
And what's Roy doing now?
He's dead.
He's dead. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, he lives on in the New York Times crossword.
Yes, he does. And in Billy Joel's song.
And the Billy Joel song. But the only, I kept thinking, I knew like part of it was Marilyn Monroe. So I was thinking, and Marilyn fitted, and it ended with an N, because 49 down, the last letter, receptionist query, I had names. So mm-hmm. I thought, maybe it's Marilyn. It's like, I don't remember Marilyn ever being like a, you know, a rabid communist or whatever, so, or communist chaser or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever Roy Cohn was. So
I
didn't go with that. 27 down, proverbial rarities. The first thing I thought was cat's teeth. And then I thought, that's not right. It's hen's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
Cats do have teeth.
Cats do have teeth. Yes, that was the revelation that I had there.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? 31 across was the fly, the host, or the thing, and the answer was creature feature.
Right.
I thought that was very nice.
Uh-huh. I had the E at the end, and I thought it might have been movie. You know, some kind of mm-hmm. movie. But no, it turned out to be creature feature.
Creature. And actually, I had most of Eacher on both sides, and I thought it was going to be something creature, but then realized it had to be, the creature had to come from the beginning of the word.
Uh-huh.
35 across, cereal container, four letters, and you first thought?
I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay. I thought immediately, I know this one, it's a bowl.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about bowl,
mm-hmm.
but no, it was silo.
Yeah, because 32 down, login component was user ID, so that uh-huh. S gave you the S of silo.
Right.
I bet you knew 24 down, member of the only MLB team never to have played in a World Series, Mariner. Did you know that?
I didn't know it right off the top, but I got the NER and that helped me know it was the Mariner.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize they never won a World Series or never played in a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a relatively young team compared to like the Yankees or the Dodgers, who've been organized for many, many, many years. So.
I liked 43 down. Cause to recall ? And I couldn't remember it.
Nope.
So I thought it was sort of ironic. The answer was E. coli.
Right. Uh-huh.
So my last after I convinced myself that it wasn't zinconia but it was zirconia, I still don't have it. And I didn't know 16 across, college in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Marist.
Right.
And I think they've used that before,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't remember it before. I merely remembered that I didn't know it.
Uh-huh.
But 11 down, the government body that approves warrant requests for spies.
FISA court.
They had FISA court. But I looked up FISA court. And on their webpage, they call themselves the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, not FISA. The FISA is the act. And so, you know, it's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe it's just sort of, in popular usage, it's called FISA, because that sounds a lot like Visa, which sounds like a whole lot of fun, mm-hmm. if you get one to spend. But I think it should really be FIS Court.
They call it the FISA Court.
They do call it the FISA Court? Mm-hmm. But the FISA Court doesn't call it, they don't call themselves the FISA Court. See, it says about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Mm-hmm. So I think they're, I mean, it's
well,
a Saturday
court. Maybe it was the FISA that established the court.
It was.
Oh, well, then they call it the FISA Court, established by FISA.
No, it's Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court right here. Mm-hmm. So,
but they call it the FISA Court.
But the FIS Court. I like FIS Court. FISC. The mm-hmm. FISC. Yeah, the FISC. So I like to plead the FISC. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is a Saturday crossword, and you don't always things aren't always literal. Did you know 14 across blank letterer, a.k.a. N lenders, epi?
Yep.
You knew that?
I knew that.
Okay.
Epi letterer.
After I got it, it looked right. Mm-hmm. But
that is one I knew. Mm-hmm. Although I had to think about it. Because, you know, it was Ann Landers and Abby
right.
Van Buren. So, but Ann Landers was just a pen name for Epi Letterer.
Yeah, it sounds a little mm-hmm. easier to remember Ann Landers than Epi Letterer. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, it was a tough Saturday.
Very.
I was able to do it in 1 hour 5 minutes 9 seconds.
Wow.
How long did it take you?
Well, I worked on it for 1 hour 19 before I started looking things up. Mm.
Well, I because I did okay in this. There comes some time at night when you should just. Did you do this all at night?
I did it.
Did it in the morning? Okay. Because I was working on it at night, and I just got, I couldn't resolve zirconia, and I just couldn't think, and I couldn't think, period. And it's just like, I should just let it go. I know my times would be better if I was willing to just sort of stop wearing myself out at night, but it's so much fun. What can I say? So
I started it, but I only got like maybe 4 or 5 clues filled in, and I thought, well, this is hopeless. So mm-hmm. I just went to bed.
Yep.
Did it in the morning, and I got, like I said, I got it all but that upper left corner. So mm-hmm. I guess for a Saturday, that's something.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an achievement. Well, you know, used to be I couldn't do them at all. So
right.
So I felt pretty good about what I did, but wish I could have gotten it all.
Yep.
You always do.
Uh-huh. This is by Cameron Austin Collins. It seems to me he writes tough crosswords.
I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
But I guess I will now.
Mm-hmm. Remember that name, Cameron Austin Collins. So, anywho, I think that's probably it for today then. So, thanks everyone for listening. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. As always, drop us a line to let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That's spelled ICLOUD.com. And we welcome your emails. But that's it. And we will be back again tomorrow with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Bye-bye.